father of a young family, many of our family trips out revolve around heading to places like farms. You know, the sort of open farm where you can go and you can see the animals, you can pet the animals, you can even feed the animals as well. One of my favourite things to see, and one of the favourite things for our kids to do, at least some of them, is to feed the lambs or the calves. Somebody who works on the farm will come round with a big container of milk bottles, giant milk bottles, and hand them round to the kids. Some who are eager to have a go, others who are more eager just to watch. And they'll take these bottles, and the little lambs and the calves will guzzle it down at an incredible rate. They're desperate for that milk. It's the same with our own kids as well, actually. We've got two who love to drink milk. Our youngest will have a beaker of milk every night, and he'll have two or more every morning as well. And it's working. He's growing. He's strong as an ox on it. He really is. Just like those sheep as they grow and those cows as they grow, they began with milk to give them strength. Well, let me read today's verses to you from 1 Peter. A little bit of a mishmash of verses from the end of chapter 1 and on into chapter 2. I just want us to follow the flow of thought by picking up some words from the end of chapter 2, end of chapter 1, sorry, before going into chapter 2. So chapter 1 and verse 23, then we'll get the very last words of the chapter in verse 25 and go into chapter 2. You have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. And this word is the gospel that was proclaimed to you. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all slander. Like newborn infants, desire the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow up into your salvation, if you have tasted that the Lord is good. So we've been born again. We've been born again of this imperishable seed when we have trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. That means we have started over again as infants. Much of the diet of our previous life, though, before we became Christians, was, well, none of it was good. It was definitely not pure milk. Much of what we fed on was what's described there in chapter 1, verse 1, sorry, of chapter 2. Malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, slander. As those who have been born again now, we're to get rid of those things. We're not to feed our hearts on these sinful attitudes of malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, slander. That's junk food for the human soul. It's no good for us at all, and it dishonours God as well. It's sinful. So we're to rid ourselves of that. But of course, we can't live on nothing. Something needs to go in for us to grow. So Peter tells us what that is to be. As those who have been born again and are starting out in this new life with Christ, we've only just begun, haven't we? We'll go on for eternity. We're to desire, like newborn infants, the pure milk of the word. So what do you feed your mind and heart on as a Christian? What do you tend to pick up and look at or read? Is it just Facebook or Twitter or Instagram? Is it a trashy magazine? Is it whatever's on the telly that night? What is it that you put in? It needs to be the word first and foremost. Remember, it's through the word of the gospel that we were born again. And it's through that same word of the gospel, the pure milk of the word, that we continue to grow. We need to drink it in. We need to guzzle at it, as those little lambs and those calves do whenever you go to a farm and feed them, as our youngest son does. Get it down you. Drink it up, so that you may grow up into your salvation, so that you may grow to be like Christ, which is the goal of your salvation, to be fully like him. Once you've tasted that milk of the gospel, verse 3, you know that it's good. So you want more. If you've forgotten how good it is, that's because you've stopped drinking it. Go back and drink it in again, that gracious word of the gospel. You'll find that it's good. It is good. It may initially point out the malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander that remains in your heart so that you're brought to repentance again. But the gospel is good news. There's always that way back. There's always forgiveness. Not just when you come for the first time, but every time you need to come back again and drink of the gospel. Drink it in for your growth in likeness to Christ.